Hundreds of young people gathered for training at the opposition All People's Congress headquarters in Freetown, the party of candidate Ernest Karoma. Party leaders explain that with recent clashes between their party and the rival Sierra Leone People's Party, they need to remind young followers to refrain from fights this week as they disperse throughout the country to monitor the election. APC youth leader Bai Mohamed Bangra says young people in the nation, whose wounds are still fresh from recent civil war, are especially vulnerable to fall back into violence.
There is a saying that for any group of youth, violence is a father, which means we are very simple to be used in order to ignite violence.
After fights broke out in the streets of Freetown Saturday, President Ahmed Tijan Kaba called a meeting with APC's Karoma and Vice President Barawa of the Sierra Leone People's Party, demanding they take control of their parties. The two candidates signed a pledge to combat violence in their ranks, including a promise to stop using ex-combatants and vigilante groups as security. Saliu Kamara of civic society organization Network Movement for Justice and Development says that although the fighting has been sporadic, citizens are on high alert.
It's a cause for concern because we are just coming from war. So we don't want to see a situation wherein you can see our youths branding weapons along the street, fighting, attacking each other, because we don't even know where that will take us to.
Kamara says the first round of voting saw little violence because there were seven candidates competing. But now with the finish in sight, the candidates themselves are feeling the pressure.
It's like everybody's desperate to be a leader, and that desperation is trickling down to the supporters, so you see them misbehaving.
International observers deemed the first round mostly free and fair. Karoma led Vice President Barawa 44% to 38%, and then received another boost when third-place candidate Charles Margai threw his support behind the opposition leader. The first-round presidential election, held August 11th, was the first since thousands of UN troops withdrew in 2005. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Freetown.